Hello, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with thebrycogroup.com, and I just wanted to give you a brief update regarding the tax changes that were passed at the end of the year last year of 2010, and give you a brief update regarding also the new Congress and what's going to happen with those particular changes. Basically, at the end of last year, the lame duck session of conference passed, the Congress passed the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization and Job Creation Act of 2010, and it extended Bush tax cuts through 2012. Presently, that's good news for now, but the longer term outlook is probably not as optimistic. Now let's talk about capital gains. These are gains that you earn from the sale of property that you held for longer than 12 months. The key point here is that you don't pay tax until you actually sell the property. The current law caps tax on most capital gains at just 15%. However, the Bush tax cuts expire in 2013 and that rate goes up to 20%. While those rates may go up, there are still a lot of opportunities to use capital gains to cut your taxes. Now let's talk about the special category of income called qualified corporate dividends. Typically, small, closely held businesses pay corporate tax rates of up to 35%. Currently, the rate is 15%, and with the capital gains, it's scheduled to go back to 15% in 2013. In fact, the administration has proposed to end the preferential tax rate entirely, which would raise tax rates to as high as 39.6%. New rates on capital gains and qualified corporate dividends will make tax planning even more important as part of your overall financial planning strategies. Now let's briefly deal with some business tax changes. The actual extending of the first year expensing was to $500,000 and also extended the 50% bonus depreciation. There was also a little bit of payroll tax relief for this coming year. The Bush tax extensions actually cut the employee portion of FICA withholding and self-employment tax by 2%. This can mean a savings of up to around $2,000 for someone earning at or above the Social Security wage base. Of course, one good change deserves another, so in exchange for the temporary payroll relief, they've eliminated the Making Work Pay Credit, which was $400 for individuals and $800 for joint filers. Ironically, this means taxes are going up for individuals that earn incomes of up to $20,000 and joint filers with earned incomes of up to $40,000. There briefly are some additional several opportunities for saving with Roth conversions to an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, or a 405 or 457. And there's also opportunities with Roth conversions that will let you make Roth deferrals. You can convert your own deferrals to Roth accounts. Again, you will have to pay tax on whatever amount you convert. And this is for small business owners. There is also a bit of a state tax release. On January 1st of 2010, the state tax died of natural causes. So basically, there are going to be a bunch of changes for anyone with estate tax planning issues in the coming future. So what can you do now? Well, basically the key to beating any future tax changes is legally tax planning. It doesn't matter how good you are with your tax software or if you take your tax return to a tax preparer. A stack of receipts on April 15th is not going to basically save you money on taxes. So if you haven't planned your finances to anticipate the coming changes, you will wind up paying more than you have to. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with thebrycogroup.com, signing off. I hope this information is helpful to you, and happy filing season. Thanks.